Welcome to the 80s and 90s Uncensored, the podcast about the 80s and 90s for those of us who care about that kind of crap. I am Milo Dennison.
And I'm Jamie Fenderson, and it's our 1 year anniversary.
Woo woo!
Yeah. It's been a whole year, Milo. Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it. You know, I figured you'd be like, oh, fuck this, I'm done.
This is fun for me. This isn't a chore. This is fun.
That's, I think, what keeps us going is the fact that it's actually fun versus a chore.
No, otherwise we'd be totally out. We're lazy dudes, man.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be doing it if we didn't like it.
We can admit that.
But yeah, I think podcasting a great way actually to get together with friends, because you and I've been friends a long time, but there was a period where we didn't really even see each other. I beg you for a creative collaboration. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, let's do a podcast. But it turns out it's a great way to get together with a friend. Cause if you and I called each other like every week or and just been like, hey, how's your job? How's the weather? Oh, it's all gray and rainy and my life is kind of like boring. How about yours? Yeah, the same. And then you don't have anything to talk about, right? But we have something to talk about each time. It's like a conversation piece.
It's like a conversation starter because we have a subject that starts the conversation each week and says, this conversation is going to be about this thing. Totally. Like when I talk to most people, I'm like, yeah, great. Okay. Thanks. Bye. Talk to you later. Talk to you, you know.
Yeah, it's boring, dude. Mm-hmm. It's so boring. You might even like them, but you're like, man, you're boring.
Yeah.
This is a boring conversation. Well, I won't see you for like 6 months again because like you're boring.
Well, and people often default to their job conversations too. Like, oh, how's work? Oh, this is what I'm up to at work. And it's like, we don't have to deal with that because we have a subject.
Yeah.
We have history to keep us going. Interesting stuff.
Yeah. And it's relieving for me because I live in Issaquah and that's all people talk about is their jobs. It's like a dormitory for all the tech companies in this town. And it's like, it's almost like you meet someone new and it's like, hi, what's your name? And where do you work? What division?
Yeah.
Oh, it's disgusting. So I like this. Plus I really like learning. Like, I think I learned a lot.
You know, in editing these, it's funny because I listened to them, of course, multiple times in the editing process, and we kind of sound like we know what the fuck we're talking about. Like there are times and we kind of bounce information off and it's like, wow, we did some research and we actually seem to know a few things.
Yeah.
So this is like an educational podcast for people because we share the knowledge that we gain in our weekly research with our listeners.
I think so. And I don't even know if we meant for it to be that way. We just wanted to like talk and about the old days, but it turns out we like learn stuff. And I think our listeners learn stuff too. And I think maybe they're probably just as passionate about the 80s and 90s as we are. So that's pretty cool. That's another cool thing about this is like, we have some really cool listeners who share our passion. And we also have some cool guests we got to meet. And some cool Twitter peeps we got to meet. So we get to meet new people too.
Yeah, true. And going back over the last year, the guests are a lot of fun sometimes because they're people you wouldn't necessarily think to talk to. And some of the people we've talked to on that come on as guests and you're like, wow, that's really interesting stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like our most recent one, what's her name? Genevieve. And the fact that she like actually interviewed Robin Williams at some point in her life. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Hey, Jamie, I'm looking for a new podcast to listen to. Any suggestions?
Have you heard of the Poppin' Culture Podcast?
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that podcast.
The Poppin' Culture Podcast is hosted by Foul Mouth Mary Jane and Kiki. There's some drinking, there's some cussing, and there's also some amazing conversation about anything from celeb mishaps to current events.
Sounds good. Where can I find it?
You can find Poppin' Culture Podcast on the web at poppinpodcast.com or subscribe to Poppin' Culture Podcast wherever you get your podcast. Do it! So I think this is the beginning of season one, and I think I want to continue having some guests on every now and then because I think they're fascinating, and the world's full of fascinating people who are just kind of cool and fascinating. Yeah, this podcast is rad. So today we're gonna share like two of our favorite episodes from the past two seasons, the past year, right?
Yep.
And then we also, because we don't look numbers much, but we looked in the numbers and to date, like we're gonna go over what the top four that the listeners downloaded and see how they match up.
Go for it. What's one of your favorite episodes?
I think this may be on yours. I think it's likely, but it's that embarrassing 90s songs were embarrassed to like episode. It was like episode 16.
Yeah, that is not in my top episode list. That it's is in my most embarrassing episode
list. It was so fun because we were cracking up, dude. and you were singing your like Eddie Vedder take a shit voice. And I was like, I couldn't, like we had to pause it, remember? Because I'm like, oh man, I gotta compose myself after the Eddie Vedder take a shit voice.
Chief beneath the clouds. Oh, the bitch of hair. Oh, it must blame to do everything.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, I like Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus. And you were like visibly, you could tell, like, you were like, I don't know if we could still be friends, dude. And now I'm questioning like my choice in friends, and I'm questioning my life choices in general now, because I'm really freaked out that you like that. But at least you hit rock bottom. And I was like, no, I didn't. Hold my beer. River dance, bro. And you were like, oh my gosh, you got worse.
Yeah, you have undeniably the worst taste in music of anyone I've ever met in my entire life. Yeah, there's no question.
But then I was like, yeah, I like Celine Dion, man. I do. And you're like, you're a disgusting human, man. I can't believe you. You're just a bad, you're a bad person. All right, what's your next one, Milo? I like Celine Dion too. That was a fun one. That's one of my top. That's my top one probably. That
it makes me hate myself. Yeah.
It was just so fun, dude. And it took longer than usual to get through that one because we were just cracking up.
That is true.
And you had a lot of editing to do on that one too, because
I would say that episode I laughed more than any episode that we did. That is absolutely true.
Yeah, you like Celine Dion. You're a disgusting human being.
Oh, I like Celine Dion too.
It's just the one song though, and I hate myself for it.
And I was like, oh, I can't have Michael Bolton's baby because I'm a man, but I'll still have the lighter.
The one man at the Michael Bolton concert that is willingly there.
Jamie Fenderson. That's my favorite one. Just because it was just, you know, it was just so fun to record. It's not our highest performing episode by any means. I mean, even we even were like, hey, you guys should listen to this one. They're like, meh.
They're like, we don't want to listen to that crap either.
We don't listen to you guys embarrass yourselves so bad.
Okay, so this one might be on yours or might not. Our Star Trek versus episode, Deep Space Nine versus Voyager. This one was just a lot of fun because this was, I think, the most serious we ever got in our episode. And most, you know, visibly upset at the other person for liking a TV show. And it just like ends with you're like, I can't believe you really like that show, Milo. I thought you were just saying that for the sake of having a but you actually like it. How dare you?
I thought you were just defending Voyager because you wanted to just like defend it so we could have a show. I didn't know you actually liked it. This might be the last podcast, people. This might be the last one. You had Enterprise like way up there.
No, not way up there, just above Deep Space Nine.
No, you don't, dude. I'm still offended, actually.
Well, I did reorder it. I did reorder it and put Deep Space Nine above Enterprise. Because
you were afraid we weren't going to do the show anymore. Yeah, I'm like, I'm not doing the show anymore. We're not friends, dude. Yeah, we got into it.
Here's the thing. So since that episode, I've been trying to rewatch all of Deep Space Nine. So I've watched multiple episodes when it was on, but I didn't watch a lot of them because I hate the show. And so I literally went back. I've been going back from season one on. I've been trying to rewatch that show, and it's so hard. It's so hard. I think I'm on season three or four right now, and it is so awful. It's like every time you get one of the kid episodes, you're like, oh man, the stupid kid. Oh, like, you know, or like Quark or like any of these. And you're just like, why? Why?
Voyager, you get the alien of the week. And for some reason, they're all dressed up in like 90s pastel. Like, oh, that's so alien.
It makes a comeback in the future. And, you know,
oh, I'm what Captain Janeway we're getting today. Ooh, I'm the immoral one who will do whatever it takes, or I'm the moral one who will punish others for their transgressions.
lame. We better stop right now.
I know. I was gonna start making fun of Cisco. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Because, you know, that was our most serious one, because I think you and I, most things, we're pretty loose on our opinions. We can be persuaded either way.
Yeah. We can usually agree with the other. Like, you know, when you have an opinion that opposes one, I can see your point of view. And I'm like, yeah, I can see that. You know, I'm not.
Yeah. Gonna, but that one's, that Star Trek one's like red state, blue state. Kind of, you know, kind of how the politicky people get, where they just can't meet in the middle, and they think the other one's a complete moron. That's how we are with the Star Trek, and we have to agree to disagree.
Yeah, and
well,
and
we can't talk about that it with this, but that's fun. Yeah, we got serious, bro. It was a smackdown.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one.
All right, my next episode is was the sixth one, where we revealed the coolest TV cars.
Oh, yeah.
Remember mm-hmm. that one? That's kind of early in season one. And that was kind of fun because we revealed them. And I think we only had one or two that were the same. But we had other cars that I thought we'd have all the same ones, but we totally didn't. We had all these different cars. And I learned about that cool highwayman truck helicopter hybrid thing.
It's badass.
Yeah, and it's super badass, and I didn't know anything about it. So I thought that was just a fun episode because I really like 80s TV car action. I mean, because it's rad. And we had different cars going on, and we learned things. And I actually contacted the guy who owns that highwayman truck helicopter cool thing and talked to him a little bit. I don't think he's the kind of guy who really wants to come on a podcast because he's kind of a burly badass Texas tattoo guy. And he has a tattoo studio in the truck. But he's kind of cool, but I don't think he's like, yeah, let's get on a podcast. That's what I want to do. Like, I don't think he's that way, but it was kind of cool to talk to him. And he's like, yeah, I got the truck. I bought it and it's my tattoo studio. It's badass.
What a badass use for the truck too. Like, I mean, if you're going to turn it into something, I think a tattoo studio is a good thing to turn it into. Like, yeah, I think that's
especially from like this badass cowboy biker Texan dude. Right.
Yeah.
So it found a good home, but without that episode, I enjoyed the episode, but without that episode, I would have never known about that highwayman truck helicopter futuristic thing. And I would have never talked to the guy and learned that he has it and it's a tattoo studio and all this stuff. So that's when I realized, that was like episode six. That's when I realized, oh, this podcast is actually kind of fun. And it stretches out beyond just you and me talking about things. And we can actually like learn things and maybe go out and start learning things and maybe even talking with people, man, and kind of being kind of amateur historians. I guess we kind of are a little bit amateur historians. I mean, we don't have doctorates or anything, but we kind of know, we're kind of getting to know a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, if there were doing a movie that takes place in the 80s or the 90s, it would be considered a period piece now, a historical movie. So there you go.
You know, you're not even joking though.
It's true.
It is true. Oh man, that sucks.
It does suck. It does suck indeed. But yeah, that was a fun episode. And it's cool that we both picked the Fall Guy truck as well, because that thing is badass.
Yeah. And then you picked the Riptide. I didn't know about Riptide either.
That's
and
a you, good you show.
Had the Corvette. But then I wrote an article about TV helicopters later, and they have the Screaming Mimi. And I learned about the Screaming Mimi and stuff there too. I'm learning all kinds of stuff. Yeah. I hope our listeners are learning things too, because I sure am.
I had a hard time choosing my other one, but I decided to go with the My Little Pony episode. It was a lot of fun to do. It was our first one where we had a guest on the show with us to bring My Little Pony into the series and give us a little fem cred. And it was just funny how much you know about My Little Pony, which was sad and hilarious all at the same time. And I learned a lot about My Little Pony in the fact that I even actually watched an episode of My Little Pony in prep for that and realized how terrible of a show that cartoon that was. And, you know, borderline abusive towards ponies. Like, they're so mean to each other on that series. And it's quite messed up. And girls loved it. And And so that was fun to do.
Well, and there's that whole pony culture, that brony
and gronies and ponies, and they have conventions and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and the no clapping, clupping to the ponies and all this stuff, all this strange kind of underground My Little Pony action. Mm-hmm. You know, it probably gets freakier than we even know, bro.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure people getting accustomed. And I wonder, I bet you there's like a battle too between like the old school My Little Pony, the first gen My Little Pony, and like the second gen My Little Ponies or the new ones. I don't know how many generations they're on, but you know, they had the old ones and the new ones. So there's probably like old is best. No, new is better. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. And Heiko was trying to be like kind of serious, but we kept going to be like, yeah, that's a stripper name. That's right. Ponies smell like artificial strawberries.
Yeah, they do. Cause they're stripper ponies.
Stripper ponies. What does clapping mean? What does it mean?
Yep. Starlight.
Like a couple little kids, like we're eight again. It's just like children, please. I'm trying to inform our listeners. We're like, hey, strippers, boobies.
Well, strippers probably have the same names as the My Little Ponies too, right?
Starlight Sprinkle. Out on the stage tonight, Starlight Sprinkle. Let's hear it. Watch her shine.
You can brush your hair.
So do we want to talk about the top four downloads? Like what are, this is the only measure by which we know what our listeners are into.
And take this with a grain of salt, obviously, because older episodes might have a few more listens than say something that's more recent, but I think it's a good way to get a gauge on
as of now on our first year anniversary. This is what it is.
Yeah. Okay. What's number one?
We'll start with number four.
Oh, okay.
And then work our way to number one, kind of like a countdown.
Okay.
Final countdown. All right, I need to stop that right now. Oh, so number four was Trivia Night.
Yeah, that was the another guest. We had Heike join us. She asked us questions and we had to buzz in to guess like the year or whatever it was. And I'm surprised that one does so well because you'd think listeners would be like, I don't care about these guys, like which one knows more about history stuff. But I bet you people listen to it to kind of play along to see if they get it right or not as well.
And you probably learned a lot. I mean, people can learn things, right? Mm-hmm. And I think we got a lot of learning going on in our goofy podcast. But I thought it was funny because she had it set up to where if you try to answer but you don't know, you get penalized. So I answered a whole bunch of questions.
Yeah.
Because I'm obviously knowledgeable, but I'm also brazen and irresponsible. So I'm like, I don't know, but I'll guess. And then I ended up losing because she's like, hey, man, that's how the game was set up. You might have won if I didn't have these penalties.
You definitely would have won if you hadn't answered.
I totally lost.
Like buzz, 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 buzz.
Because I'm used to watching like Supermarket Sweep where you can try to guess and then it's not right. Then you just don't get to guess again. But she had it like Jeopardy style where you guess and if it's the wrong thing, you lose money. And that's what I did. I lost a bunch. That was my mistake.
Well, we'll have to do that one again, especially now that we know people actually enjoy those episodes.
Yeah, I think that would be fun. And I think it would be fun to have her back on as a contestant. And if since I lost, I'll set up the trivia thing. I think we'll do that in season three.
She'll kick my ass. Like whenever we play trivia at home, she kicked my ass.
Okay. Well, that means that you'll be hosting it the next time.
The only way I usually win is if it's in certain subjects like movies and TV shows, I can usually beat her. Yeah. Especially if it's US stuff. But other than that, like, yeah, she usually beats me.
Well, we'll do another one of those.
All right.
Oh, that was fun. The next one, the third one is 1985 Madonna retrospective.
Everybody loves Madonna. Okay. Maybe not everybody, but a lot of people love Madonna. So that makes sense.
Yeah. She's big and if you like Madonna, you can always listen to more about Madonna, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like Madonna. I'll listen if someone's talking about Madonna. I'll be like, oh, we're talking about Madonna. Let's talk about Madonna then. Especially 1985 Madonna, where she was like peak 80s Madonna.
That was hardcore. That was Madonna being Madonna at her Madonnaist.
Yeah, it was. It was so Madonna-y. So that one doesn't surprise me, actually, because Madonna's pretty big. And if you talk about Madonna, it's kind of like, well, people are going to listen in because they're like, what's up with Madonna?
Yeah.
Number two, This one's interesting. You'll be interested to know. It's Memories of 1982.
This one does surprise me because it's just our memories of 1982. It's not even like, you know, here's what happened in 1982. It's like, what can Jamie and Milo's childhood little barely old enough to talk and walk brains remember from 1982? And people are like, yeah, I wonder what they remember. So that's pretty impressive.
Or they misunderstood and thought it was just going to be about like general memories, 1982. Yeah.
They're like, can we look to see how long the playtime is for that episode? Yeah, it's like, listening. They're like, oh, this
4 seconds.
Turn
they're like, oh, screw this, man.
Never mind.
I don't care about what your little barely formed brain thought about 1982.
Exactly.
Oh, ET, we did have some memories.
Yeah, we did. We had a few.
And you had some like interesting memories.
Traumatizing memories.
That's why I put like the hamster on the thumbnail. And probably people are like, what's up with the hamster?
That could be it too.
I'll click on this because that got a hamster on it. What did 1982 and a hamster have in common? I'm gonna click on this. I gotta figure it out. That's what we gotta do from now on, is just put some random shit on our thumbnails. we'll be like Madonna retrospective, but it's a picture of like Gilbert Gottfried. And people are like, what?
That doesn't make sense.
Click on that. And now number one, as of our 1 year anniversary, is episode 22, the best 80s sitcom theme songs.
Yeah, that's interesting. I can see that though. Like for people that are into the 80s and stuff would probably be interested to hear like 80s sitcom TV show songs. Yeah, I can see
that. Yeah, I agree. I mean, because 80s sitcom theme songs are just catchy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're part of our like culture, man. At least to here in America, they're just like, I don't know, the 90s maybe a little bit more, but I don't even know if they even make sitcoms anymore.
Barely. Yeah. Like occasionally you'll see something that's similar to a sitcom, but not much. Like we've been watching Superstore, and I think that, and that's not actually a sitcom, but it's like the closest thing to a sitcom that you can find.
So I think maybe a lot of people miss the whole sitcom thing from the 80s, and then probably certainly missed like the really catchy tunes that these shows had, because they were catchy, dude. And we attempted to sing them, which is, that was pretty embarrassing too, but we went for it. But yeah, I think 80s theme songs, it doesn't surprise me though. I don't know if they knew we were going to actually attempt to like sing them, and maybe they didn't know that. Otherwise they might not have clicked on it.
I like, just thought they were going to talk about it, or maybe like play a clip from it, but no, they didn't do either. They actually sang it themselves.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, he invited everyone you knew.
So that's it. Now we know what people are listening to.
Yeah, this is the beginning of season three.
Season three.
Yeah, which is cool. I mean, we're basically going to do kind of the same thing we've been doing with the wheel and the different segments. But I think we have a few more topics now that we're going to get into. We're going to expand our topic list because culture is a big thing. And we have a few more topics that we want to cover. And we got some more on the wheel to go. A lot more than 90s.
Yeah. Now that we've burned through all the 80s songs, most of them.
And I'm going to go beg some really cool guests to come hang out with us. And usually people are pretty cool. They like to hang out with us. And so we're going to keep rolling.
Keep on rolling.
Right? It's been a lot of fun. Yeah. I don't think we're going anywhere. Even if people weren't listening, I'd still do this because this is fun. And I learn a lot. And we get to hang out and be buddies. And talk about the old days.
Get to socialize, get to sing a song or two. Yeah, and learn something and have some fun doing it all. Podcasting, it's great.
Yeah, it is. And when you come back, maybe we can like take our microphones and like go to the dive bar here in Issaquah and like
do an episode from the bar. I think
do that's an episode from the dive bar, or go to the Triple X Root Beer with all that nostalgia stuff.
And
around.
That is just a burger joint, listeners. That is not Triple X, what you might be thinking when you hear Triple X.
Not in this town.
It's
no,
literally
it's
just a hamburger joint. Place and root beer joint.
Yeah, nobody's naked at all. Yeah. It's very wholesome. Yes. So yeah, here's to another year.
Another year.
Here's to season three.
Starting now. And that's it, 80s and 90s Uncensored listeners. If you're enjoying the show, which we assume you are because you're still listening to us, be sure to tell a friend or share it out so we can have a few more listeners. Follow us on Twitter at the80sand90s.com. Check us out on the web at the80sand90s.com. Sign up for our newsletter, which you can do at the website. And we are out of here like 2021. Let's hope the next year is better than the last. Goodbye.
Yeah.